Hello from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. This is your weekly live Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. This is Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, coming to you from the bunker. So this story, folks, this one's got me going. So it's not, you know, because it's a story that involves a government cover up. So of course it doesn't happen instantaneously, right? This story starts back in 2017. But let's take it from there, right? So jumping right in, recently there has been a 1,500 plus page report that has been made available to The Sun, right? The UK, I don't want to call it a tabloid, but they're not always known for the best journalism. but apparently, what happened is that there was this department of the Pentagon called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, right? The AATIP. And it's very secretive. It ran from 2007 to 2012. It was never classified secret or top secret. Just no one really talked about it. No one really kind of gave it any attention. There was no reason to until 2017, when the program's former director, Luis Elizondo, resigns from the Pentagon, and then he releases several now infamous videos showing aircraft that can maneuver in seemingly impossible ways, right? Stuff that no one had ever seen before, and kind of gave people a reason to wonder what else there was, right? So The Sun uses the Freedom of Information Act to request any and all documents related to the AATIP program. And the as things do, the wheels turn, and 5 years later, April 5th, 2022, the Defense Intelligence Agency honors the request and releases 1,574 pages of material to The Sun. Now, it's not necessarily that there's a report from the Pentagon or from the Defense Intelligence Agency that's coming out to The Sun. The Freedom of Information Act makes all of this possible. No big surprises. What is surprising about the information that is released is that these documents report on the biological effects of UFO sightings, studies on advanced technologies such as invisibility cloaks and plans for deep space exploration or colonization. We're talking that there are, you know, some really wild things that we think of as being science fiction are mentioned in the pages of this report, right? Now, part of the report is a document that's entitled Anomalous Acute and Subacute Field Effects on Human and Biological Tissues. And this this report, which is dated March 2010, describes a wide variety of alleged injuries to human observers by anomalous advanced aerospace systems, right? So what they're saying is that people have encountered UFOs, UAPs, and that there have been effects on people, right? And so there are, in the case, or in the report, there are, hold on, let me check my notes here, 42 cases from medical files, and then 300 other unpublished cases where humans sustained injuries. And these range from anything from like chemical and radiation burns, electromagnetic radiation exposure. There was even a couple of injuries that seem to have been inflicted by quote unquote energy related propulsion systems. So, you know, and then on top of that, you've also got kind of the stuff that we've heard of before, such as cases of brain damage, nerve damage, heart palpitations, and headaches. and then here, this is where it starts getting really weird, right? So MUFON, right? The Mutual UFO Network, but covers and investigates UFO sightings from 1873 through 1994, right? They have, you know, given these reports to the Pentagon about their findings. And some of the reported effects of UFO encounters include, and this phrase gets me every time, unaccounted for pregnancy. So are you telling me that MUFON sent information to the Pentagon about people who have experienced or encountered aliens or extraterrestrial beings and wound up pregnant and no one's talking about it? Right. I remember like in the 1990s, there were all the people who were talking about indigo children, right? The children that somehow seemed to be born with these crazy blue eyes and who had special abilities, things that children, the human children, shouldn't be able to develop in such a way. Things like telepathy and even some people saying that they were able to teleport or levitate and all this other stuff. But so, again, this is all coming out from The Sun, which is not 100% trusted because it is a bit of a tabloid. But this, I mean, these findings coming from, you know, the Defense Intelligence Agency, it's kind of wild. Like, you know, we know that they know more than they're letting us know. Does that make sense? They know. Like, they know we know that they know that we know that they know. but it's, yeah, there's just a lot of stuff here, folks. There's a lot of stuff coming out that proves, without a shadow of a doubt, that there are things moving in our universe, that our government knows about it, and that we're being kept in the dark. And that right now we're in a position to request information, to find answers, and hopefully more people will ask the right questions, will request the right information, and that we will be able to get confirmation. Now, granted, like this, you could make the request and it takes 5 to 10 years for you to get the answers, but you eventually get the answers. So that's where we're leaving this today. What do you think about the Freedom of Information Act? Do you think that people are going to be able to find real answers about what the government knows about UFOs, about alien technology, about alien-human hybrids walking the planet? That one freaks me out a little bit. I don't know why, but that's the one that's like, oh, okay. So anyway, thank you for joining me again today, Monday, what is it, April 11th, for a new live episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Remember that there are 3 opportunities for new content from Truth Be Told every week. Mondays, Truth Be Told Minuteman, right here with me, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, and Wednesdays, Bonnie Burkhart with Truth Be Told Transformation, and Fridays, Tony Sweet with The Original Truth Be Told. And we're all at the same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. Be sure to like, share the content, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already so that you don't miss future episodes. And if you need to learn more or want to learn more, I shouldn't say need, if you want to learn more, visit us online at www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. And again, if there's something that you want us to talk about or there's a story you want us to dig into, let us know. Reach out to me. You can email me at reportminuteman@gmail.com. And if it's something that I can find information on, I'll absolutely cover it on a Minuteman Report. Until next time, everyone, stay safe, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.